Okay, so good evening. We just discussed Shabbos. Now we're going to do a little bit on the upcoming. We're in Adar, Mishinichas Adar on Mesimcha. And we're going to talk a little bit about Purim, which is Mitzvah Shem next Thursday night. So, the Nesiva Shalom, Slan Rebbe, has a piece, has a whole, you know, kuntres on Purim. And he has a piece called These Days. Like it says at the end of the Megillah, Vayama Elu Nizkarim in every generation. Vayama Elu, remember the days of what happened on Purim? Bechol Dor V'Dor, those days and in every generation. Mishpacha O Mishpacha, every family. Medina O Medina in every country. V'ir V'ir in every city. V'yamea Purim Ha'elu, you know, Chazal, our sages tell us that these Purim will never cease. From the Jewish people, v'zichrom lo yasav mizaram, will never be forgotten. Ha'aras yimei Purim, the light, the illumination, the spiritual illumination, which was in the days of Purim is for every generation. L'rabos, and that includes doris sirudim, generations which are very lowly spiritually. Mugushamim, generations which are very into, this world, have lost the clarity of purpose of what life is really about. Vavgaruah me'elu, even for people, for Yidden, who are cut off from Yiddishkeit, who are not kilegamre, who are not really in the Jewish scene. Purim has that light coming to them as well. Gam mishpachas, are also whole families, all kind of whole families, where they're unaffiliated, not connected, far away from Yiddishkeit, far away from Judaism. Purim has the capacity, has the ability to be mer l'kol Yisrael, to every single Jew, l'dorosem, for generations, afil l'ilu l'doros, even those generations that are chashuchim, that are in the dark, v'mishpachas, and families that are in the dark, religiously, Jewish-wise, v'mea Purim, lo yavni toichidim, will never leave the Jewish people, v'zichum lo yas mizaram. And as the great Chassid Rebbe Bavli Mezra said, the Talmud says in Megillah 17, Zion, now he says Chassid Shavart. The Talmud says, HaKoyres HaMegillah L'mafreya Lo Yatza. If you read the Megillah backwards, right, we're backwards to the front, you don't fulfill the obligation. L'mafreya, so the Melech Mezra says, Shekorah Megillah, if you read the Megillah, he says in the Chassid Shavart, it's a story. It's a history book. My son, Shlomo Eliezer, my kids, by the way, this is Shlomo Eliezer, my son, is like, it's scary. It's like a tour. It's like a little, you know, it comes, he's a history buff. Like, and he asks me questions, every article, everything, every book. He's very into history. So he's right now reading a book about Shabtai Tzvi, Chomeniki. Okay? So we read about Shabtai Tzvi. We're not living in Ukraine and doing these terrible massacres of Jews, thankfully. And we hope to never experience anything like that phenomenon. So it's history. Now, it's history which even impacts our current day in many ways. Actually, there's a good history series which I recommend on Think Torah, which explains exactly how the massacres in Ukraine in the 17th century totally changed the Jewish landscape. But that's history which affects our world. Right? Well, if we read Purim like that, we're missing the boat. When we hear the Megillah two times, next Thursday and next Friday morning, we're not hearing a history book, says the book. Right? It's not a story that happened then, which is, you know, which is a part of our culture which we hear. Right? You're not Yaitse, Kitzarach. You have to hear when you hear the Megillah. At the Megillah, all the tsar, all the things, it's no gad, it's today. Everything today. It's kol kavat tzar gazir lashes koydim. It's gol simchas anes. It's relevant and pertinent to our very day. The salvation and the danger. If you go through Purim thinking it's you know a national holiday where we celebrate our past, not our present, you're missing the boat. Not Yaitse. You have to know that light, that illumination, that salvation, which was on that Purim, that or as in every person, every generation, every family, today in our day. Kamo she'amru Chazal, as the Medrash says in Sechet Tov, Kol mo'adim, all of the holidays in the future, you'll be Talim, will be nullified, except for Purim. Purim is eternal. She'amar v'yamar, imeha Purim, as the Pasuk says, we just read, that these days of Purim, lo yavu, will never leave the Jewish people, will never leave the descendants. Shemashmai said, Dvarim, that Purim is eternal, forever. Asha'aras, imeha Purim, even in Messianic times, will be here. And here, and for every Jew, at every moment of their life, even the lowest, the illumination of Purim is forever. This emphasis of Purim, it's a mitzvah in every generation, to remember, to know this, and mishpacha, medina, in families, in countries, in cities, and every year, Shlomatzina, we don't say this about other Yom Tovims. I know a verse like that. I know a pasuk like that. Himyachta, it's only by Purim that we say it so exactly like that. Hanashlefi atzinaim ma'oris kach and ha'oris ha'purim. Ki ikar tzuma shel chag, zeh giloi ava sheben, kut shebruch le'sol. The main thing of Purim is it was a revelation of the great love, and remember, Purim is right after. Right after the destruction of the first base of Megiddush, which was the biggest clap for the Jewish people, that the first base of Megiddush gets destroyed, and Purim comes right after, and for so much so that in the time in the pasuk Yechezkel and Ezekiel, who lived in the between period, the Jewish people felt like they were divorced, they were cut off, and Purim was remembering someone, no, Hashem is here with you eternally, and it's the illustration of Hashem's love, eternal love for the Jewish people. Boundless love for the Jewish people. And as it says in Song of Songs in Shir Hashirim, Mayim Rabim Lo Yichul L'Chabas Ava, even great wars can't extinguish love, true love. Eil Umas Ha'olim Shlo Yichul L'Chabas Ava Shakashbarcha Oiva. So the nations, no one could stop the great love for Hashem for the Jewish people. The Medrash Esther and the Medrash on Esther says, Doirish imitin ishes kohon beso ba'ava buz yavuzala alamar shirat shashanasan asas alavakir kesalach asol buz yavuzala. How am I trying to pay it off to destroy us? It doesn't make a difference. That love, that connection cannot be cut off. Uvigilu hapurim shul avas shavis baruch Israel yish tkufa shoynas. There's different points. In the Purim story, there are points where it was very clear, there's points where it was less clear, it was Hester, but all of them, certainly we can see, you know, in the story, Hashem was always with us, even in the darkest of moments. And on this, the base of Ram, look, some rabbi said, Moshe nigash el ha'arafel, and when Moshe went up, by saying it went to the arafel, it's dark clouds. Ashasham, Ha'echa, where Hashem was. So there's three levels of darkness. Come on, you know. When you're, by the way, when you're a rov, when you're a rabbi, a community leader, you know, you deal with people's real tzaras. And I always say, you know, you don't know a person when you're in the community. You know, you see a shell of a person, you get a perception. When you're a rov, when you're a leader in certain ways, you can see, you get to know people, you get to see that everybody has serious challenges and tests. And some people, it's a constant serious challenge, real life challenges. And there's levels. And obviously Hashem gives everyone the ability to be thrive in those challenges. Umayish Nigas El Arafa, we went to this dark place. So Anan is, we're talking about a cloud, it's Chashas Katana, it's cloudy. That's a level of darkness. A cloudy day, blocks the sun. The Choshech, we say Choshech, is even darker. The dark night, and there's Arafa, the whole, it's totally pitch dark. Dark, it's the darkest, it's like almost palpable, tangible darkness. Umoisha, which says he saw the oneness of the gods in the Arafel, is Gila Shan Gam Mechashchas, even the worst periods of time. By the way, just if you read some of these stories of these hostages that got out from Israel, like their faith, and they were, I mean, you know, one of these girls, even she put, as she was leaving the plane, the helicopter leaving to go to the hospital from Gaza, Muna Bakharti, I chose faith and I returned with faith. Like her whole existence in the tunnels of Gaza was one of faith. And she said, and you saw this, but multiple of these people already have said a similar thing, that what saved them is their faith, and they felt God there. And a harp, these were not religious Jews in these tunnels. These were kids who were one of two, either at this party on a Shabbos on the Nuevo concert, or who were soldiers. Some of these girls who were recently were soldiers a few hundred meters away from Gaza who were overrun and taken. And yet, in the Chashkas, in the Rofel, they're able to feel Hashem on a level they never felt before. And the reason is because Hashem is right there with them. Moshe, even the time where a person in the Rofel, Sham Elohim, Sham Avasu Vashkecha, so there is Hashem's love and watching over you. And again, sometimes we can latch on, sometimes we just have to have faith that it's there. Vagilo, who is a Nizgala Purim, and the greatest manifestation of us is Purim, because Purim is a story where we're all dead, right? And there is no hope. You have the most powerful person in the world, Achashverosh, and Haman, a descendant of Malk, the viceroy, out to kill us. And it was right after the destruction of the temple, first base of Mikdash, with millions of Jews being killed, hurt, imprisoned, the Mikdash being destroyed, right? No miracles are over. You're taking it, you're thrown into a foreign kingdom. And there, right there, and that's where Hashem is with us in that moment. No, that love of Hashem is always with us. And so much so that they messed up Nebuchadnezzar purposely. We learn the book of Daniel, caused the Jewish people to bow to this idol because he didn't want he visualizes his prophecy, the Jewish people, his destruction, and the Jewish people being redeemed. So he caused them to sin, mass sin, and forced all these people to bow to the idol. And on top of that, they went to this party of Achashverosh, which how the Megillah story starts, which was a celebration of the 70 years passing of this destruction of the first temple, and the Jews were still not redeemed. And they drank wine, forbidden wines, all kinds of, in an atmosphere of levity, of znus, of impropriety. And yet, you would think you're cut off. And no, Hashem's love is there for us. It's never extinguished. Right? That love is always there. Kireitz Hashem be'amo. Hashem wants us. It's not dependent on our own action. It's a love for the Jewish people, an eternal love. By the way, that's why we're all listening. We're hearing, you know, I look at everyone on this call, and many people I know who we're on, and many people I don't know who listen to this. I'm always just figuring out who. You know, sometimes I get emails from random people around the world. They heard this, they heard this. But listen, people grew up in Russia, in San Francisco, not seeing tefillin until they're older, you know. And all around the world, if we're listening and learning about Purim and Hashem, we're here thousands of generations, thousands of years, right? It's 2,500 years since Purim. It's a miracle. I mentioned the Chelmanitsky. We got through Chelmanitsky, went through crusades and pogroms, and we're here. And there's 8 million Jews in Israel, and in Yerushalayim, of all places, and Bnei Brak. All around, miracles. At some level, there's a contradiction. Why? Shemitzad Echad, it says, which it says before, all the holidays come on the Batalim, but Purim, even the time of Mashiach, won't be nullified. That means Purim, at some level, is above and beyond all the other holidays, above Pesach, at some level, above Sukkot, above Shavuos. And yet, Talmud says in Megillah, why don't we say Hallel on Purim? since Mikshum, that Kasi Avni Achashverosh, and we're still slaves to Achashverosh, means even after the Purim story, we're still under Persia. We were not totally redeemed. God spared us the death penalty. Judaism became very popular, you know, there. But it was not, we're not free. And since we're not free, we didn't see halal on Purim. That's what the Gemara is another reason that in the Yishalmi talks about, because it was in Eretz Yisrael. Kize itzumo shel chag, shigulei, and he says, but the answer is exactly that. The etzem thing of the chag is that Hashem showed us our this love, even though we're still achashereshes avadim. Means even when we're still in subjugation, even when we're still not totally free, Hashem is there with us. Hashem's love is there for us, and His divine presence is with the Jewish people, right? You know, because we should all know this. You look at history, it confounds every historian, every theologian. You know, the Jewish people, we break all rules. You know, everything about it, I mean, the whole world is crazy. We live in a crazy. Hashem is with always with us. If you would have been a betting man in the year 800 of the Common Era, we would never exist. You mean, the time of Justinian, just a few 300 years before that, 500, we were in dire straits. You know, you go through all Jewish history and people's lives, Klal Yisrael, Hashem's always with us. Again, there are certain punishments and certain things that have to happen in the world. We're not going there right now. But everything about the Jewish people, Hashem's love, we're never abandoned. And that's as a nation and as yechidim, as individuals. And that's what Purim exactly is that. The essence of that revelation is, even where we're not, that Hashem is with us. And the Talmud says in Shabbos that the Jewish people on Purim, they accepted the Torah, kimlu v'kimlu, at Matan Torah, at some level there was coercion. We had to accept the Torah. But in Purim, we accepted it out of love. Again, what that means is not exactly what I said, but that, there's a level that was lacking there. Ki kimlu Torah b'mayim v'niskav har Sinai, as great as Sinai was, it was with Hashem the greatest revelation ever. And Purim, it was at some level, our acceptance of all of Torah, because we saw Hashem with more love and more ratzon. And just like that, as a nation, every prat or Purim Meir B'chol Shana, every one of us, everyone on this call, everyone who will hear this, everyone who will listen to this wherever you may be, Purim, Hashem is speaking to all of us, every one of us in Purim. Or Purim Meir B'chol Shana is the Shamas B'nai Yisrael, every Yid, every Jew, Ve'itim, me'irim, ve'itim, shalach ha'sheichem, whether we're having a geshmaka time where things are going well right now, or it's a period of choshech, of darkness, of difficulty, of challenge, of tough times. Hayam ha'elu me'irim b'neshama, b'nefesh, ruach, b'neshama, all levels of our soul. Ki yesh echa b'kirba, we have Hashem with us. The chimayim rabim lo yichlo rachav, so we're never cut off. We're never pulled away from Hashem. Zeh ma she'amru Chazal. That's what our sages tell us. Einayim shel aniyim, the eyes of the poor are away from Megillah. Now that literally means that they wait for the matanas levyanim. Oh, I'm stuck in the comments on Purim. But he quotes again the base of Ram. It was on Chanukah. It's the brachas that we say as she'as anisim la'vasei b'mahem b'mezazeh. Adamas love and she'ino oisiratzan avi v'makir b'shul ve'ino, excuse me, la'ben, but a son. A son doesn't follow his father. And he realizes, you know, he's been a bad son, a wayward son, a difficult son, a rebellious son. You know, and he doesn't ask for, he can't ask his father, I can't ask my dad. I don't want my dad, I crashed his car, I did this, I didn't listen. I'm going to ask my dad for something, I'm going to ask. So what will he do if he really needs something? He'll tell his father, how good his father was to him. Dad, remember you gave me this, you were so kind, Dad, you're the best, you're so kind, and this and this. And because of that, the certain level of father feels, I'll give it, remind the father loves the son. We say to an Alan Isim, She'asan Isim, Lava Se'ayinirei, or Chanukah, by the way, Hashem should do, just like Hashem, you help us in Purim, or in Chanukah, help us today. And therefore, a name shall aniyim, the poor, away from Megillah. What does that mean, aniyim? People who need salvation, right? Whether it's physical salvation or spiritual salvation. It's a days of Purim. We come first to the clarity of Purim and the opportunity to ask Hashem on Purim and the closeness to have a Yeshua, a personal salvation, right, to get what you need. We actually rise levels. That's one of the main ways to get that salvation, to get that bracha we need, to get that blessing. Is lahamshach mayom ha'hem lezman hazeh, to take what happened on Purim and bring it to our lives today. Ayideh emunah b'tachan, that was emunah b'tachan, as we say at the end of Megillah, right? Shekol kol yivecha, we sing at the end of Megillah, Shekol kol yivecha lo yevosh, I won't sing because I'll spare you, right? But whoever, all those who have kivoy is the highest level of b'tachan. Kivoy is hope, like we say, the shuas l'kivis Hashem, or we say the whole Allah. When we say 27, right? Shekol kol yivecha, anyone puts their faith in you, their hope in you. Lo yevoshe, they will not be humiliated. But lo yekal menonetzach, kol chosu, everyone who put your faith in Hashem. After the Megillah, that's how we say that. When we realize it's all up to Hashem, we put our faith in Hashem. We look for the Yeshua. Bizman Shem u'naseinu v'lechinu v'Hashem chazach, when our faith is strong in Hashem, there's no nation, right? There's no nation. By the way, I don't hear Hatikva, which doesn't mention Hashem. The reason that Yidkoites have faith, hope, is we always have Hashem. We're never locked. It's never hopeless by a Yid. You've never been such a thing as hopeless by a Yid. So, right, everything about Klal Yisrael is that everything about the Jewish people is exactly that. And that what gives us, which empowers us, is when we have that clarity of that. And in fact, in throughout Kabbalah, it's called Skabras HaSitra Acher, the Yitzhahara, what he wants to do, not just Kabbalah, and all of, you know, in Tanakh, the Yitzhahara wants to make us give up. Hopeless. Give up. K.O. Knock you out. Right? Lahakash, you give up your emunah, your faith, your trust, your closest to Hashem. Then you give it, then it all goes. Ukumumas Bamasha Amr Oava Vizeris Ishto. Yat is Zeresh Haman's wife and told them to make for Mordechai a 50-foot high pole to hang him on. So Tamua, why was so pertinent? What was so relevant about this pole? Why do you know it's 50 amas, 100 feet? If it's 80 feet, 60 feet, what difference does 50 feet, amas, 100 feet make? Achen, but it says that in the Kabbalistic Sfarim bring down this, the Shar Chamishim, 50, we know 50 is level of wisdom, 50 is the level of a Sitra Acher also. 50 was Kfira, rejection of Hashem. Yish, giving up, there's no hope. Right, I'm just, you know, match of action in the middle of it. I was going to read about Venice, but I jumped off right now. I'm writing about another article. But it's amazing. Whenever you read about like the Middle Ages, there were just Jews who gave up. They just gave up hope and they just became Catholics because they didn't see a future. The font of baptism offered them a glorious this world and they didn't see anything changing. So they threw in the towel. There were such Jews, individual Jews. The masses, of course, not. They're an individual. You give up, and you just give it all up. Right? There's no hope. By the way, you know, I'm not going there. It's a side point. But in marriage, you know, when the occasional shalom bayit issue, when they the way they fix it, if you believe you can fix it, When you feel there's no hope, then it's over. Now, you could sometimes it really is hope. You have to point it out to the people. But when you feel there's no hope, it's all really over at that point because there's no hope. You can't. It's unfixable. Right? When the Yetzirah 50 amas is yish, kfira, you're hopeless. You can't win, Mordechai. You can't be around Jewish people. You're goners. So the Haman, they told Haman, get out of the Kira. You want to give, want to destroy Mordechai, make Mordechai feel there's no hope for the Jewish people. Kizman, when the Emunasim Chazaka Bashem, the Jewish people are strong, they can't be beat. They can't be destroyed, they said. But afterwards, when they saw Mordechai's tremendous faith, they said, Amu Chacham, this is a few lines later in the Megillah, that's a few lines later in the Megillah, right? If Mordechai Mizera Yehudim, and that's what he has it, the Muna Bayid, the faith of a Yehud, like a believing Jew, Kasha Hechlas Lipo Lafanov, Nafal Tipo, you have no hope, Amar, you're going to fall to the ground. That's the Koychoy of Mordechai and the nation of Mordechai. Even, again, what Mordechai could have easily given up. You're talking about Achashverosh, the most powerful person in the world of time. And Haman, from Amalek, by the way, he knew Haman very well. I'm not going through all the Chazals right now. He knew Haman very well, and Haman said, I'll destroy the Jews. And they signed it and sent it around the whole nation. And Haman's out to destroy Mordechai. It would seem to be no hope. But he always has hope, because we have Hashem. Hashem loves us. Hashem's always with us. So there's always hope. That's the Mishi Yizak is a good old Umara. We don't give up. The koyach amuna b'tachan in amuna and faith and trust and hope is in our soul. Even the darkest of clouds, which block faith, and it's hard, it's tough, it's challenging. This is the president's Stanim Ramon. Shehudi, a Jew has to believe. Every Jew has built to believe. They said, bring that faith to his head, to his heart, to all his body. The more faith and trust a person has, the more Hashem is with them. Actually, this is big Kabbalah. The more you believe, the more you trust, the more Hashem is with you. The past will be the present. And on Purim, the Asa Mishnah, while rejoicing with the Yayim, this year early, because you have to have an early Purim Suda, because it's going to Shabbos. Hana is a Ace Rava de Ravin. Rava de Ravin, by the way, we're going to get there in Shabbos Malchus. It's the Rotzen of Rotzen, but that's what Mincha on Shabbos is. We're going to get there. That's actually interesting. He uses this language. The Bechina Akas Hashem, but Rava de Ravin, the Spitz Rava de Ravin, is Purim, it's one time of the year. Ace Malchus Shal Oilam, it's when Hashem screams to us. Every, right? Behester Ponim, even the darkest of times, even in our generation, where we won't have prophets, right? Where certain places, certainly it's very dark right now, very challenging. The Inayim, this is Kol Shana, we wait for this time. Just what do you need? Purim Hashem says to us, have faith. Mashallah, what's your request? I guess, right? Mashallah, like Kashasak, like Akashur said to Esther. The Yehudi Posech Sagla Vavo. It's a time where you can open your heart. You can ask for what you want, just like Esther asked, give me my nation, give me my people, because I'm sold. Right? Probably we can ask for things certainly spiritual that we need. Our physical things are mundane things. Shalibo, the things that bother us, so it's financial, health, right? So much that we can say, we feel like God left. Like Esther, she walks into Akhtar, she says, Kaylee, I must have thought, God, why have you left? I'm trying. She lost prophecy when she walked into Akhtar at that moment. Vinavshi v'shelasi, you can ask for everything you want, right? And the truth is, we still have so many enemies that want to destroy us. Huh. And then that, Nesiv HaShalom has probably wrote this. I snifter 35 years or so, a little bit less than 35 years ago. You know, if you imagine, it says that we have all kinds of enemies out to destroy us, right? And we need Hashem. We in permits here to remind us that by Yidden there's always hope. We got to ask it. We got to take advantage of it. Anu chayim b'tkufa. We're living right now, and he's making this then. At a time, should call in. Everyone look up to Hashem. Tzapa v'neim shalaniim. We are poor. We need our Yeshua. By derech laham to call dinim, and the way to is a Kabbalistic term to sweeten all judgments, to give us bracha, to give us blessing, to give us goodness, to give us closeness, to give us Yiddish nachas, Jewish nachas from our children, from our families, from Jewish people. And for every congregation is right to be happy on Purim. Happy on Purim. Mishta v'simcha, to rejoice on Purim. To feel, because we're feeling with Hashem on Purim. We know there's always hope on Purim. People who feel hopeless can't rejoice. Feel it's the end of their life, the end of who am I fooling? No, Yid rejoices on Purim. We rejoice because we feel Hashem on Purim. We see Hashem on Purim. We know Hashem loves us on Purim. We know there's always hope on Purim. And Hashem hears our tefillas on Purim. As Ramesh Mikrobrim says, Ve'ish Shapir Tzimagifa, you want to know at a time of plague, on a spiritual level, obviously if there's a plague, take care of yourself. Right? Don't do stupid things, that's to say the least. But the spiritual salvation is into a simcha, be happy. Know that Hashem is with you. If you're not happy, by the way, even on a psychological level, you know, you read Viktor Frankl's Man's Search for Meaning, right? He says it flat out that the people who are around in Auschwitz, which he built his whole neologism of logotherapy, which is his big thing, Viktor Frankl, were people who saw purpose and meaning and who could even be happy in the death camps. And he said overwhelmingly those were the Orthodox Jews because they had that faith. For him, as he wrote, it was his desire to write up his works. It gave him that sense of purpose and happiness. But we all have that on Purim. All of us have that on Purim. All of us should be rejoicing on Purim. All of us should feel Hashem's love for us on Purim. Nischazik biyachar, and certainly all of us should strengthen ourselves on Purim. Mitoch simcha be'emuna be'tachem Hashem ta'betal Hashem. That's what Purim's about. We're not hearing the Megillah to hear a history book. We're hearing the Megillah to feel by Yamam Ahem in those days and our days as well. The story of Purim is our story. And we should utilize Purim to, as he says at the end of Nizka, Ruach v'Hatzalah, we should be zoicha, we all should be zoicha for the Ruach and the Hatzalah, for the salvation, for all the Jewish people as a nation, for all of us as Yechidim. And Mir Tzashem next week will be right before Purim, and we'll pick up then with Shemar the Shabbos and Mishnechas Adar Mar Masimcha. We shall have a lot of happiness in the month of Adar.